Maybe some recipes that will delight your palate, so have a pad of paper and a pen handy. I know you've never heard of me before, but ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are, I hope you will take this next hour and just relax and enjoy the information. And should you want to call in during the program and chat with me, here is the toll-free number that you'll be able to call in to. 888-298-2683. Let me repeat that. 888-268-4813. No, I said that wrong again, didn't I? 4313. Let me repeat it one more time. 888-268-4313. Again, my name is Donna Sebo. I'm an international mental practitioner and award-winning author. I do radio and television shows throughout the country and also in other parts of the world. I'm a counselor, I'm a speaker, as well as a minister. And I was invited to do this show with you this evening, and it's an absolute pleasure. I thought I would start off giving you a little bit of background about myself, because it's a good thing to do, since it might help if you know something about me, to decide whether or not you'd like to call in and chat with me this evening. I became involved in the area of mind skills. Some of you would call it developing psychic ability, utilizing intuition. All of this began many years ago for me, and it all started with dreams. And for me, in a very, very bad period in my life, I found that my mind was giving me information through symbols, through stories, in the dream state, that I knew I had to learn how to interpret. When I started with this, it wasn't something that was a common point of anyone's conversation, unlike today, where you hear so much about various television programs, various radio programs. You will find a conversation about psychic ability, intuitive ability, telepathy, so many things discussed so much more comfortably and easily. That wasn't the case when I was younger. What occurred, though, is that because of my curiosity, feeling that I had to have an answer to all of this mind activity that I was experiencing, I began to explore. And after talking with a very good friend who happened to have a sister-in-law, a new sister-in-law, in fact, that was very, very much interested in the area of psychic skills and abilities, she introduced me to the sister-in-law, had some conversations, and she said, "I know someone that can help you." As it turned out, it was a woman that was my mentor. Her name is Gloria. And Gloria is an individual who had a great deal of education and background behind her. She had chosen to become a professional astrologer and psychic and was quite good at it. Well, she recognized in me my talents and my capabilities, and she said, "This is what you're going to do with your life. This is what you're going to be able to explain to people. You're going to be able to teach others about developing their mind skills." And so a journey in my life began over 35 years ago, which today has enabled me to have a daily broadcast out of the Pacific Northwest, which is where my office is located. And I have a daily morning show, and I'll give you more information about that later, because you'll be able to pick up the show on the Internet. But my life has gone through many different twists and turns because of a passion for an area of understanding that to this day is just as strong as the very first part of the journey that I began, not knowing in any way what it was going to lead me to. What I found I could do is that I could be any place, anywhere, have a person call me on the phone, give me their first name or initial, and my mind works very much like a ticker tape machine, or maybe a better description would be like an internet connection. I push the button within myself mentally, and I just get all kinds of details. One of the things I had to learn, though, was how to interpret the information that came through my mind. And in the years that ensued, I found that I had to learn a language of the mind, and anyone that I encountered in my road of experience in self-development, I found that they had a different language, too. And one of the things I would like to say to you this evening, should you want to explore the development of your own intuitive process, that's a wonderful thing to do. But remember, you as an individual are a very unique person. And the way that your intuitive skills might develop may be very, very unlike what you would ever have expected. So this evening, should you decide you'd like to call in and you would like to have me demonstrate to you my mind skills, I'll be more than happy to do that. Let me give out the telephone number again of 888-268-4313. This time I got it right. 888-268-4313. Should you choose to call in, all I need from you is your first name or your initial, and I also would like to know where you're calling from so that I can just have a pretty good idea of where you are and just welcome you to the broadcast. Part of this broadcast, you're going to be hearing all kinds of information. I'm not going to totally focus on doing psychic readings. I'm going to be sharing a recipe with you. I'm going to tell you a story, should time allow, about how one man's intuition and the way his mind worked saved someone's life in a Cessna whose landing gear was not working. Also, I'll talk about money. We're going to be talking about all kinds of information during this next hour. But again, I want to remind you, should you want to call in and chat with me, you'll be able to do that. 888-268-4313. If you're just tuning in, my name is Donna Sebo. I am an intuitive, a psychic, and I will be glad to share my skills with you during this hour. I wanted to share a story with you about a very special lady. Her name is Maud Adams. Now, Maud isn't with us anymore, but at one time in her life, she was a Broadway legend, and Maud believed that life never held a dull moment, even up until the time of her passing. The first 40 years of her life, she acted in the theater, being extremely successful, and then in the middle part of her life, she ended up consulting with General Electric on the invention of improved lighting for the stage, and in her golden years, she was teaching college-level drama. The last words that she uttered were, "Life is still full of joy. Thumbs up for joy and adventure." What an attitude. How many times do we sit around in our world and we feel sorry for ourselves? We don't know exactly what we're going to do. Maybe life has not been particularly kind. Maybe we've gone through tragedies, upheavals. Our emotions are all in turmoil. Maybe we've lost a job. Life happens. It is not a straight line. We don't go through life experiencing nothing but wonders and miracles and all kinds of good stuff. Life sometimes smacks us and smacks us hard, and it's almost like we have to get a wake-up call sometimes before we realize that it's time for change or we have to move on or the reality that life never stays still. It is never, ever stagnant. And when I came across this information about Maud Adams, I thought, what an inspiration. She made every moment of her life count. And you need to remember that. So I don't know what's happening there. Hello, caller.
I apologize for that. Something...
All right, so we're having some equipment.
Yes.
Well, until we can get the caller on the line...
We've been having problems all week.
If you would like to put in a call to me. I am an intuitive, and I'll be more than happy to share my skills with you this evening. All I'll need from you is your first name or your initial, and I'd love to know what area of the country you are calling from. I'm broadcasting live to you from the Pacific Northwest, and so I just really enjoy knowing what people, where people are calling in from other parts of the country, and I think we're having a little bit of a problem. So as soon as that caller, we're able to get that caller back, we're going to be back on the line with them. I wanted to also let you know that there is so much in life that we never have any idea about trivia. Trivia is something that I find so fascinating. Are you ever interested in facts and information that just is out of the norm? Well, do you know who the very first American entrepreneur was that was worth $1 billion? Do you have a clue? Well, I was amazed when I found out that it was Henry Ford. He was the first American entrepreneur to be worth $1 billion. And, you know, when you think back to his time and when he was doing all that he was doing, my gracious, the dollar was worth so much more. In fact, I'll cover a little bit of that later on. But that's just one little point of trivia that I found out about. And then also, here's something else. How about some other famous personages in our American history, and Thomas Jefferson is one. There is a particular food that millions of Americans enjoy today. In fact, it's often considered the mainstay of many people's meals. And it goes with a hamburger, and if you're thinking French fries, you're absolutely correct. Have you ever wondered where that term came from? Well, it came from one of the most popular presidents of the U.S., and that is Thomas Jefferson. He brought back samples of the fried potato sticks from France, and he's the one that said potatoes fried in the French manner. That's how he described them. Well, we Americans are quite efficient. We like things short, sweet, and to the point. So the name was quickly shortened to French fry. Now, one of the points of trivia that I think is so much fun is about Ben Franklin. Most of us today wouldn't think a second about taking a shower or a bath every day. Do you know it wasn't until after World War II that became possible for most Americans to do because our country became very prosperous. Prior to that, a daily bath was not something that was very common. Well, history has some other fascinating facts about bathing. Benjamin Franklin, not only was he the father of bifocals, the stove, and the Constitution, but he was also quite a controversial gentleman in his time as an advocate of taking baths. Yes. You know, people thought Ben Franklin was just terribly sinful because he believed, number one, in keeping clean, and number two, he believed in taking air baths. So he was a nudist advocate a long time before anybody got it popular in our generation. Well, Puritans at the time, why was it that way? Well, the Puritans of the time made bathing illegal on the grounds that nudity of any kind, even in the privacy of your own bath, was a sin. Whew, am I glad times have changed. And good old Ben Franklin argued with anybody and everybody that did not believe in bathing. He argued that the laws should be repealed, and they were, eventually. Isn't it amazing things that people adopt and then it takes forever to change them? Well, I'm certainly glad that's one aspect that was changed. Donna Siebel here. I'm an intuitive. If you would like to chat with me this evening, give me a buzz. The toll-free number you can call into is 888-298-4313. That's 888-2... I did it again. I gave out the wrong number. 888-268. Can't read my handwriting. 4313. This is 888-268. 4313. By the way, I'd like to let you know that I have a daily show every morning, Monday through Friday, that you can hear via the internet. It's the Donna Siebel Show, and it's an hour of mind power that's on from 8 to 9 every morning Pacific time on 1150kknw.com. And I have been broadcasting for over 27 years, and this show is heard by people all over the country, and I'm so delighted that I was invited to do this program this evening. But you can listen to me if you're a morning person between 8 and 9 in the morning. Of course, Central Time, that is going to be 10 to 11, and East Coast Time, 11 to noon. So you can go to www.1150kknw.com. Also, if you'd like some information on me, more details about me, you can go to my website, and you can go to DelphiInternational.com. That's DelphiInternational.com. And you, when you go to that website, then you're going to be able to find out information about me. There's also newsletters that are archived every month. And there's a newsletter put out, and there's going to be a new one coming up in just a few days for the month of April. And there you can find out all kinds of information. It's very upbeat, very informative, and I always have a schedule of the guests that are going to be appearing on my programming. So you're welcome to go in, visit any of the archived information, Also, I am available for private appointments, and I do have an office number. I have two numbers, 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. Well, I think we have a caller now. And caller, give me your first name or initial, and where are you calling from?
My first initial is D, and I'm calling from Calgary, Alberta.
Okay, I am not able to hear you. I barely heard that you were calling from, is it correct, Calgary, Alberta?
I can't hear you very well either. My first initial is D. I'm calling from Calgary, Alberta.
All right. Now, I can hear you just barely, but that's fine. Can you hear me now?
No, not very well. I can
All
hear
right.
other weird noises,
well,
though.
Let me just tell you, the first thing that I'm getting in my mind is, number one, you must pay attention to detail regarding money. Number two, you are going to need to have a conversation with an individual who is close to you. And instead of trying to give information in what I would say a milquetoast way, you need to be very candid. And before you talk to this person, if you need to get your thoughts in order, write them down on a piece of paper. Now, this individual has a tendency of interrupting you every time you start to say something. I want you not to argue with them and not to get angry with them, but to ask them to please not interrupt you. And if you need to use your notes to get your point across, then that's what you need to do. But you need to state what you feel. And if they continually interrupt you, then just sit quietly until finally they run out of words, and then you just continue where you left off. But you need to be firm, you need to be clear, and you need to let them know you mean what you say. Because too often you back down, and then you just feel like you've been defeated. So you need to understand that one of the things that you're going to do with this individual, and I do not know who this person is at this moment, but stating clearly what your feelings are is very important, because this person really does not have a clue. Do you have a question for me this evening? And please speak up, because I'm having a hard time hearing you. Hello? Oh, I think we lost the caller again. This is Donna Sebo, and apparently we're having some problems with the callers. If you'd like to call in and speak with me this evening, the toll-free number is 888-268-4313. When you call in, just know all you have to do is give me your first name or initial, and I would love to know what part of the country you're calling in. The last caller we had was calling in from Alberta, Canada. Now, I wanted to, while I'm having the opportunity for a pause, I wanted to share this wonderful bit of information about money. I'm pulling out my material here because I think it is so very, very important. There are so many people that are not aware, and you may be one of them, that there might be cash waiting for you. Well, it sounds like we've got a caller, so we're going to go to this caller. When I come back, I'm going to talk about money that is sitting around, that is waiting for people to discover it. And I'm going to give you some information that you can share and, as well, investigate yourself. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, nice to be here. My name is Barry. My last initial is L, and I'm calling from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
All right. Now, Jerry, I'm fascinated with you because you have an incredibly creative mind. Now, when I'm watching you in my mind, Jerry, I think that what you need to be alert to is that you must document what comes into your head. Now, I'm looking at what appears to be a drafting table. I'm fascinated with this because you are a person that is so visual that if you could be like an engineer and draw out what you're seeing, there is a multidimensional facet to your expression that I think is excellent. I also think you need to write down what goes along with what you're seeing. It's like I'm watching a hologram here, and you're able to look at things from different angles. You are a problem solver. You need to continue to invest in your education relative to working with software, computers, reading material that is going to give you information on the latest software programs that will allow you to know how to utilize a multidimensional aspect to your creativity. You are also an individual that loves to travel. You're like a sponge at this time in your life. You've actually been this way ever since you were born. But you have this tremendous capacity for being able to pull out of various aspects of information what you need. You seem to know how to evaluate effectively and well. Now, your personal life is sort of in a deep six right now, but that's okay. That's going to shift out of the way. You need to learn how to communicate more effectively with people. And sometimes when I see someone like yourself that has this tremendous internal capacity with the mind, it's not always easy to use words that are comfortable, that communicate what you are able to perceive visually. So that is a learning curve for you that I think you're going to get better at as you get older. Do you have a question for me this evening?
Well, everything you said sounds true so far. I guess I have a question in terms of a new business I started and how successful it will be and the things I should be doing to make it successful.
Well, first, I think you have to stay on top of technology. May I ask what the business is?
The business is on the computer, and I do lots of work, as you spoke of.
Okay, I could barely hear that. I know you're working with computers, but what is this involving?
It is involving business opportunities on the Internet involving software programs and writing.
All right. You need to incorporate. It is going to be successful, but it's going to be a long haul. I would like for you to look at developing a team of people. And you might want to make this a project that some college students could become involved with. You need to be able to have a think tank. It's not going to be enough just to offer software programs. You must be able to have the communication side and the visual side available to the person that is going to be the purchaser. You also must develop the sales. And you are going to have to look at those areas of market that are going to really be interested in what you offer. I think that this is going to grow into something that is going to be very complementary to what you're looking at. But I think you are just scratching the surface right now. I think this is an exciting business for you. I do think you need to have people that have some good business sense, as well as people that have good capability of seeing a bigger vision and being able to shift the vision. So you've got a combination of things going on here. You're going to find that within the next 3 to 5 years, there's a lot that has to be changed. There's going to be a great deal of expansion. So you're going to have to monitor this quite carefully. And I want to thank you for your call this evening. Donna Siebel here. I would like to invite you, if you would like to do so, to call in. I am an intuitive. I'll be sharing different facts with you during this hour. If you'd like to call in and chat with me, the toll-free number is 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. I was starting to share some information with you about money. Now, there is money that often is left. People will leave money in safety deposit boxes. They leave money in banks because they move. They don't report their new addresses. They change their names after marriage or divorce. Or sometimes they don't even report a family member's death. Now, if the owner of the money that's left in a bank or in a pension fund or with a company of some kind cannot be located after 1 to 5 years, the company and organization will declare the funds unclaimed and then turns the money over to the government. Now, if you think that you're an individual that may be entitled to some money and just want to research this, all you have to do is go to a particular website. It's called missingmoney.com. And it's run by the National Association of Unclaimed Property Administrators, which is a nonprofit organization in Lexington, Kentucky. Now, I've got to take a caller, but when I come back, I'll give you more information about this because it's something that you might find you'd just like to explore. Who knows? Maybe somebody's left you thousands of dollars. Donna Sebo here. I want to welcome you to the show. Your first name or initial, please, and where are you calling from?
My name is Jim, and I'm calling from Honolulu.
From Honolulu. All right. Now, Jim, as I'm watching you, you have really had some heavy setbacks, and I'm getting the past six, so I'm not quite sure whether it's 6 months or 6 years. But you have had so many things in your life that have just gone totally away, and you are sort of sitting and using a visual that I'm getting. It's like you're sitting on a beach. There's just this sense of being stranded, and you're saying, I've got to be able to pull back into my life some of the purpose that I really want to be living. Now, you're a man that I think has a tremendous intuitive perspective. You're in the islands, which is one of the most beautiful places on this planet, and yet you are feeling like there's a great big hole inside of you, and you wonder what's wrong. Well, what has happened is that you have compromised yourself. You have compromised your life because you have not really been true to what you know is deep down inside of you. This is a time to really actively ask questions of what is it that means most to you, that what is it that you would like to see in your life, in your environment, and be totally aware there's no quick fixes, none at all. I'd love to see you continue to develop your own intuitive process because I think that you are an individual that really cares about other people and that this intuitive process perhaps could be used in a consultation positioning and or a teaching positioning. But you're going to have to design it. And I think you need to get off of this island of isolation that you have somewhat created in your life. It's left you emotionally feeling, again, like you have a hole in the middle of yourself. And I would very much like to encourage you to actively get involved in some environments that are going to be somewhat foreign to you, that will allow you to get back into what I consider a social flow that will bring you in contact with new people. I'd like to see you around entrepreneurs. I'd like to see you around artistic people. I'd like to see you involved with those individuals that think outside of the box. You are a person that has a wonderful capability of being able to blend in with just about any environment, that you need to be able to feel comfortable and know your own identity well enough so that no matter where you go, no matter what you do, you don't have that tremendous hole inside of you because you're being true to yourself. What question would you like to ask me this evening?
Well, everything sounds great so far. What about a career area?
What would you like to explore? Because actually, you could do just about anything you set your mind to, and I'm not saying that just to be flippant. I really mean it. What would you like to be involved with?
I think you're pretty much right on the dot there. I have been involved in the building industry, and I was wondering if I should stay involved with that.
Well, I'll tell you what. That you've been involved in the building industry is excellent. I do think if you really want to feel satisfied in doing with it, being involved with it, I would encourage schooling in architectural development, working with remodeling, putting yourself in environments, again, with people that will come up with whimsical things that some of it might be so far out you'd say somebody'd have to be nuts to even want it, but that's not the issue. The issue is you need the creative stimulus. This allows you to develop the problem-solving part of yourself. You need to be around people who are builders on so many different levels. And I would say, on the islands, right there, just utilize right where you are. Who's the best in the business? Who are considered those architects and designers that work with unique situations, unique conditions, and how can you end up rubbing elbows with them or maybe even becoming a part of their team? There's no excuses here. It's going to be up to you. You're the one that's going to have to make the choices.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
This is Donna Sebo, and if you would like to call in and chat with me, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of insight. Call me at this toll-free number, 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. And what I'd like for you to do is give me your first name or your initial, and I want to know where you are calling from. Now, let me continue with this information where I was telling you about the website missingmoney.com run by the National Association of Unclaimed Property Administrators. Now, again, this is a nonprofit organization in Lexington, Kentucky. Now, all you have to do, if you're curious that some funds, maybe that was given to you in a will by some relative from Scotland or wherever in the world, this is all you have to do to find out if there's any money that might belong to you. You type in your name and your home state when you go to missingmoney.com, and then if there are any unclaimed funds out there, the site will tell you which state to contact. Now, I know we've got a caller, but I want to finish this little bit of information. Then what you do is then visit unclaimed.org, and click Find Property to access links to individual state treasury web pages, which will tell you how to file a claim. Donna Sebo here. If you'd like to call me, 888-268-4313. Let's go to our next caller. First name or initial, please. And where are you calling from?
Cindy C., Normal, Illinois.
All right, dear, I'm sorry. Did you say Debbie? I can just barely hear you.
Cindy C.
And where in Illinois?
Normal.
All right, I'm still having a problem hearing you, but I hope you can hear me. Okay, now the first thing I'm looking at is you're a natural-born teacher. It seems like if anybody has a problem, you must have been born with a real big sponge on your shoulder, because I am seeing so many people crying and telling you their stories, and you are such a compassionate person. You are an individual that I think has so much on the ball, and yet you don't give yourself 50 cents worth of credit. Now, I will tell you what. I want you to, first of all, appreciate who you are, appreciate that you have extremely good skills in working with people. You just need to be able to recognize them and utilize them more effectively. One thing you must learn to do, though, and that is, be a good listener. Be someone that can empathize with someone, but do not be an individual that sympathizes with them, because if you sympathize with them, you're going to take in all of their stuff and their muck. That's not yours to carry. And you have been weighted down so emotionally for so many years. Sometimes you get so tired, but you're out there and you're just giving and giving and giving, and you need to make it okay to discriminate about your giving. And I'd like for you to give to yourself first, because I am seeing some health problems here, and I want you to know you do not have to have serious health problems. But if you do not pay attention to how you take care of your physical self, this chassis that is yours that you're occupying, you have no choice but to go through some unpleasant situations here, and it's not a requirement. You don't have to have sickness in your life. That's not necessary. But you need to take care of yourself. And by the way, martyrdom doesn't serve anybody except the dead ones, and they're only remembered in people's memory. So you want to live your life with a quality, with good health, so
that's
take
close.
Care of yourself. Do you have a question for me this evening?
Hello?
Hello. Do you have a question for me this evening?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you a little bit better.
Okay, I was trying to switch phones, and I missed part of your show, darn it. Okay.
Well, that's all right. That's not a problem. What's your question for me this evening, dear?
Yes. I feel incredibly bored at work. Something has to change. I don't know what to do. I like my job, but because I get paid enough to you know, live comfortably and that kind of thing, but I'm scared of moving outside of that. Can you
What kind of work are you doing?
I'm a programmer analyst.
All right. Now, you say your job is boring. You know what I'd like for you to consider doing? Is take a different attitude with your job. You have a good job. You are liked. The fact that you are bored is telling you that it's time for you to have some initiative in your life. You need to step up to the plate, so to speak. And I'd like for you to perhaps go into your boss and tell your boss something, and you'll know if this is right for you or not. But say to your boss, you know, I so appreciate working for this company, and I really, really am so pleased to have such a wonderful job, but I'd like to ask you a question. Is there anything that I could do for this company that would allow me to expand my skills so I could better serve it? Now, if you say that to your boss, not pass out in the chair, because very few people are ever approached like this by any employee, but why not be different? I'd like for you to take more of an interest in the environment that you're working within and ask if maybe you could volunteer, could help out, or learn some new skills, or maybe become involved in the advertising and marketing aspect of the business that you're working with. I don't care if it's a state job. I don't care if it's a major corporation. Take a different turn with your position. The truth is, it's not the job that is the issue here. The issue is that it's time for you to give to yourself. And it's time for you to explore your own talents and your own capabilities. And this is the nudging component for you to do it. So I give you that suggestion, and I hope that you'll take the opportunity to exercise it.
Thank you. And I want to say what you said at the beginning, that was amazing. It rings true for me, I think.
Well, I'm so pleased. Thank you for calling into the show. And
thank you.
Perhaps we'll have an opportunity to talk again.
Okay, bye-bye.
Donna Sebo here, and this is the Donna Sebo Show. This is an hour of mind power. And if you are listening to this broadcast, you are recognizing that I am sharing with you my mental skills. I would like to also share with you that I have a morning program from 8 to 9 Pacific Time. You can hear it via the Internet, the website 1150kknw.com. You can go into that website. That's the station I'm on within the morning. I'm on Monday through Friday, and I feature guests from all over the world. We share all kinds of information, and of course you can always call into the program in the morning as well. I'd also like to give you my website so that you can go in, you can check out information on me, you can get the newsletter, and you can also send me an email if you like, letting me know what you think of the program this evening. My website is DelphiInternational.com. That's DelphiInternational.com. And you can go through my website and you can email me if you like. There is going to be a brand new newsletter put out. You can go into my site. There's a button for newsletters to the left side of the home page screen. And you can go into the archives and read anything and everything. Also, there's information about private appointments. I do private appointments with people by phone, in person. So if you're in another part of the country, another part of the world, then you can always call me and we are able to do that. And there is a fee for that, obviously, and I'll be happy to explain that to you. But if you'd like to call my office number is 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. Again, 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. Now, I promised that I would give out a recipe this evening, and I don't know about you, but I have so many friends that have food allergies. And when it comes time to do a party, or if we're going to just have a nice get-together, I frequently am asking whenever I entertain, Do you have any food allergies? Is there something that you can or cannot have? Well, there are a number of people I have discovered that have a difficulty with dairy, with wheat. Sometimes people, as they get older, it doesn't make any difference, really. Sometimes young children have allergies to food. And I wanted to share with you a story about a very special lady. Her name is Patsy Rosenberg, and she's from Waltham, Massachusetts. And I came across her story, and I just loved it. And the reason I loved it is because it shows ingenuity. And we need to remember that whenever there's a problem, it gives somebody somewhere the wonderful opportunity of making a solution, creating a solution. And that's what happened with Patty, and this was, or Patsy, this was a very personal experience for her. Now, most of her life, Patsy was able to eat just about anything. She loved sweets, and she had a passion for chocolate. Well, when she turned 31 years of age, everything seemed to change. And she said, one day I was able to eat whatever I wanted. And then the next day, I learned that certain foods could kill me. Now, what occurred was rather unusual. She was having dinner with her husband, and she has a couple of children. And she said she and her husband were just having a wonderful dinner by themselves, and she found that she was having a strange tingling in her mouth. And the next thing she knew, she was having trouble breathing. She was absolutely terrified. Well, put yourself in her space, wouldn't you be? Well, she thought she might be having a heart attack. And as it turned out, she was rushed to the hospital. The doctor said, no, you're not having a heart attack. You have allergies. And they were explaining to her that this can happen to anybody at any time in life. They didn't know what triggered it. They haven't a clue. They just knew that that's what was causing her problem. Well, she went through an emotional roller coaster. She was told not to eat dairy, eggs, seafood, or tree nuts. She said that was just about everything that I love. And she said she read everything she could about food allergies. And when we come back with that caller, I'm going to tell you more of this story. Let's go to this caller. Thank you for waiting. First name or initial. And where are you calling from?
And I'm sure it's my phone because it's a portable phone.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, caller. I cannot hear you.
Hello? Oh. Donna?
I need your first name or initial, and I'd like to know where you're calling from.
I called you a few minutes ago. My name is Deborah from Calgary, Alberta, and because the phone's not working very well, I said thank you. I hope I did. And I hung up, and I listened to your reading of me on the radio, on the computer.
Oh.
But I just want to say thank you again. And if I give you a question and you hear it, and then I'll hang up the phone, and then I can hear it on the radio because I cannot hear you through the phone.
All right, that's
so
wonderful. What's your question, dear?
Are my children indigo children? Okay. Now, I won't be able to hear your answer until I hang up the phone and go back to the computer.
I've got a challenge because I just heard something indigo children.
Good night.
So I don't know what the rest of the question is. So I don't know that I can give you an answer to that question because I didn't hear the entire question. So regrettably, I'm going to have to let that one pass since I couldn't hear it all very, very clearly. So let me go on. And again, if you'd like to call in before we close out the program, the telephone number to call in to is 888-268-4313. 888-268-4313. And I apologize to you, Deb. I did not hear all of your question. I was talking about Patsy Rosenberg and her allergies, and she went through so much stuff. She was just absolutely miserable. She'd go out to dinner parties, and everywhere she went, she had to say no to most of the food. Well, it really got to her one day when she was with one of her daughters in the classroom, and she was observing a child that had severe allergies and couldn't participate, couldn't have any of the foods that the other children were having because they had allergies, just like she did. And she got so upset, she went home to her husband and she said, you know what, this is not fair. I've always loved cooking, And I've got to find some recipes where I can deal with creating desserts and having delicious food. Well, as it turned out, most of the recipes she tried, she said, were terrible. They didn't taste good. They were awful. So she went to work in her kitchen, and she said, I've got to come up with some good things here, and I'm going to share one of her recipes with you. She said, my kitchen looked like a science lab, and I just kept tweaking on my recipes until I finally got one cake recipe that was moist, rich, and it had chocolate in it, and it was unbelievably good, and I tested it with my kids, and they absolutely loved it. But she said, my goodness, what else can I do? So her and her husband decided to do some brainstorming, and he said, you know what? Maybe you could come up with a recipe that other people could use as well. So as it turned out, they ended up starting a business called the Cherry Brook Kitchen. Once that came up, they decided to put all their recipes together that they had come up with, and they were going to test them like crazy, and they decided they were going to become involved in a big food expo in the fall. And she and her husband didn't have any experience in the food business. They learned everything from scratch. When they took their products to the food fair, the food expo, it was just a big hit, and that was in October of 2004, and their family-owned company is growing. Now, she is gracious enough to share one of her recipes. So if you have a pad of paper and a pen, and you want to have a recipe that's scrumptious, that's really going to be versatile, and that you can share with those people that need to be thoughtful about the foods that they take in, this is what it is. This is a muffin recipe. It's dairy-free, egg-free, and nut-free. Now, you can make all kinds. You can make blueberry, cranberry, and her favorite is chocolate chip. And I learned something. I did not know there were dairy-free chocolate chips, but there are. Now, here's the recipe. Real easy. And by the way, you want to keep your dry ingredients separate until the end of the recipe. And you can use a large muffin tin or smaller cupcake tins, and they're going to turn out wonderfully. So here it goes. You need 1 3/4 cups of flour, 1 3/4 cups of flour, 1/2 cup of dark brown sugar, 1/2 cup of dark brown sugar, 1/2 cup of white sugar, 1/2 cup of white sugar. You're going to need 4 teaspoons of baking powder, 4 teaspoons of baking powder. And you know, you can get the baking powder that does not have any aluminum in it, if that's something you're too picky about. 1 1/2 teaspoons of salt, 1 1/2 teaspoons of salt, 1 cup of soy milk, or you can use rice milk or regular milk, whatever is your preference. That's 1 cup of milk, any type that you like. 1/3 cup of margarine, if you like margarine. I prefer butter. You might even want to try olive oil as a fat. It's up to you. And you can use dairy-free margarine or butter according to whatever your needs might be. So that's 1/3 cup of the shortening, 3 teaspoons of vanilla extract. That's 3 teaspoons of vanilla extract. And then you need 3/4 cup of dairy-free chocolate chips or blueberries or cranberries or whatever else you want to put in. This is how easy the recipe is. Now, you want to preheat your oven to 400 degrees. And, of course, you want to grease the bottom of your muffin tins, or you can use paper cups. Paper cups are my favorite. And then in a medium bowl, you put all of your dry ingredients except for your chips or your berries. You want to keep those separate. In a large bowl, you then want to take your milk, your margarine, your butter, whatever you're going to use as shortening, vanilla, and you want to beat it for 2 minutes. Then you want to add the dry muffin mixture to the bowl with the wet ingredients and stir until the mix is well moistened. Now, remember, your muffin recipe, it's going to be lumpy. It's not supposed to be smooth. It's going to be lumpy. And then you gently stir in your chocolate chips or berries of your choice. And then, of course, you fill each muffin cup 2/3 full with your muffin mix. Bake it for 15 minutes or until the tops are golden brown. And then let them sit in the pan for 15 minutes and then take them out and place them on a rack to cool. And it'll make 12 small or 6 large muffins. So it's a wonderful recipe for those of you that might have friends or family that are, you know, lactose intolerant. You can use, again, different types of milk. There's just so many people that cannot have certain types of things. And if you cannot use regular flour, try your rice flour. Try oat flour. Do things like this. You can do substitutions. If you're wanting to be aware of your sugar, instead of the white sugar, use Splenda. Remember, there's no limit to your imagination or what you can do. But this is a basic recipe that many people can have, and they won't have reactions to if they have heavy-duty allergies. So it's just something that I wanted to share with you, and I thought her story is so inspiring because not only did she have a problem, but she was observing children that had the problem, and she said, I want to come up with a solution, and she did. And now she's developing a whole line of products that are being just picked up by so many stores all over the country. So it's just a wonderful inspiration, I think, to anyone to know that there is always a possibility to make something better. And who knows, you might be one of those people that can do it. Now, I want to give out again my information about my morning radio show. The Donna Sebo Show is on from 8 to 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the following internet station. It's 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com. And you can go in and visit my website. You'll find all kinds of information there about the show, etc. You can go to DelphiInternational.com. That's DelphiInternational.com. If you would like to email me, you're welcome to do that. Also, I am available for private appointments if you or a friend would like to be in touch with me to make arrangements for that. My office number is 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604. Now, I know we've only got a couple of minutes left, so I won't be able to take any more calls, but I'd like to just say to you, you need to remember, just like the woman I told you the story about in the beginning of the hour, Maude Adams, that how you live your life really makes a difference. Age is not a limitation unless you make it a limitation. When you're young, you'll look at all kinds of things that are not necessarily working out right. When you're middle-aged, you complain about not being young and you get concerned about getting old. And then when you reach your senior years and it's like, oh my goodness, I don't have very much time left, what do I do now? Live in the moment. Don't worry about what's going to be happening so far down the road that you forget to take this moment in your life and live it to the fullest. It makes a difference. And you must remember also that you are a significant individual. You have something very special to offer that is exclusively you. And when you cultivate and you develop your talents, there's not anything in this world that can keep you from making your own special mark in your own special way. I have a favorite saying, and I always end my morning show with it, and that is, you are the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. That little sentence comes from the poem Invictus. And it was very profound to me when I first heard it so many years ago. And every time I say it, it reminds me of the power of the self. And when you maintain that, you are going to have a very, very rich life because you'll realize that your opportunities are never limited and that you can not only reach for the stars, but you can also hold them in your hand. But it's going to take work, but you can do it. This is Donna Sebo. It has been absolutely a delight to share this hour with you this evening. Wherever you are, I wish you the very, very best. And I know that you're going to give your best. God bless. Good night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.